From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Despite the fact she will no longer be the Speaker of the House in the new Congress, Nancy Pelosi will still be the top Democrat in the reconfigured House of Representatives. Pelosi, who was the first female House Speaker, will lose that post in January with a new Republican majority. However, she praised fellow Democrats and said the party, despite its diminished status, is not giving up on some core issues.
I'm proud to be part of this leadership team. Our consensus is that we go out there listening to the American people. It's about jobs, about reducing the deficit, and it's about fighting for the middle class.
Republicans, for their part, announced today they've chosen John Boehner of Ohio to become Speaker in the new Congress. Representative Eric Cantor of Virginia was chosen as the new majority leader. Alaska Senate candidate Lisa Murkowski is declaring victory, even though her challenger Tea Party favorite Joe Miller has yet to concede. Following a painstaking two-week review of write-in ballots, elections officials say Murkowski has the necessary lead to clinch the race. She was flying back to Alaska today to address supporters. Big banks will have to undergo a new set of stress tests if they want to increase dividends to their shareholders. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
After the financial crisis, bank holding companies like Citigroup and Bank of America said they wanted permission to do things such as increase stock dividends and buy back their shares, but bank regulators barred them from doing so. Now the Federal Reserve says these companies can do so if they're healthy enough. The new rules will, in essence, subject 19 banks to a new round of stress tests to see how well they can absorb hypothetical financial problems. The banks underwent such tests in 2009, and more than half the banks were forced to put more capital on their balance sheets. The new round of stress tests is likely to be even stricter than the preceding one. The banks will also be made to spell out their plans for meeting the new banking regulations passed by Congress earlier this year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
New numbers out today on the housing market are disappointing. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the Commerce Department says housing starts fell sharply.
Housing starts are now at an 18-month low. And if you look over the past couple of years, it's basically been more than 50 years since we've seen so few houses getting built in the U.S.
It's just unbelievable.
Carl Case is a housing economist with Harvard University. He says this number is important because home building creates a lot of jobs and businesses in the economy. There are carpenters, plumbers, and other tradespeople out of work, and millions of other jobs indirectly affected. Normally, home building helps to lift the country out of recession.
Well, it's lifted us out of every recession since 1970. Interest rates went way down, and the sector that traditionally responds to that is the construction sector.
But this time around, that's not happening. And that's one of the reasons the economy is taking so long to recover. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
Recent volatility sparked by investor concerns about Europe eased somewhat today. The Dow was down 15 points, the Nasdaq up 6 points. This is NPR. Protesters again took to the streets in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince today. The demonstration sparked by Haitian suspicions that it was United Nations peacekeepers from Nepal who were to blame for a cholera outbreak there that has claimed the lives of more than 1,000 people. UN officials who say they haven't tried to determine the source of the outbreak are denying responsibility. Today's protests were more restrained than demonstrations earlier this week. On Monday, 2 people were killed in rioting there. Pope Benedict has called on Pakistani authorities to release a Christian woman charged with blasphemy and facing the death sentence. We get details from NPR's Sylvie Pajoli.
Speaking at his weekly public audience, the Pope said Christians in Pakistan are often victims of violence and discrimination. He urged Pakistani authorities to release Asia Bibi, a mother of 5 children charged earlier this month of insulting the Prophet Muhammad and sentenced to death. Benedict spoke of his spiritual closeness to Bibi and said he's praying the human dignity and fundamental rights of everyone in similar situations is fully respected. The verdict has drawn attention to Pakistan's blasphemy laws, which critics say are used to persecute religious minorities and fan extremism. Pakistan is run by a secular party, but it relies on Islamist groups likely to protest any changes in blasphemy legislation. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Well, General Motors set to launch its initial public stock offering tomorrow. It is increasingly looking like small investors will be frozen out. Pension funds, mutual funds, and other big institutional investors are all interested in getting a piece of the new post-bankruptcy GM. GM is looking to raise $22.7 billion through its stock sale in what would be the biggest initial public offering in the company's history. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.